Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session for a couple of weeks in December and dealt with some really important issues, including a package of legislation that may help us deal with the budget problems that the state has in terms of the logistics. What's going on here?
Well, in an ongoing effort to stand up for Pennsylvania taxpayers, the House just this week approved historic legislation to improve the budget-making process in Harrisburg by bringing integrity, transparency, and spending limitations to the state budget. This legislative package, House Bills 1940 to 1945, would increase budgetary transparency by requiring an official estimate of how much money the state will have on hand, provide more information about the balances in taxpayer-supported special funds, and establish a monetary reserve during periods of revenue shortfalls. Additionally, House Bill 110 proposed an amendment to the state constitution to limit state spending and impose a budgetary cap based on increases in the consumer price index and state population growth. The constitutional amendment must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions. Then the state's voters would have to vote on that as a referendum. These measures, which are now headed to the Senate, are in addition to new state laws that require the use of performance-based budgeting. This would provide lawmakers with necessary information to decide which programs to fund and which to shut down should the state experience a revenue shortfall.
There was also legislation considered by the House and sent to the governor's desk that would make some important changes to the state's abortion laws. What's going on here?
Well, earlier this week, I was pleased to join 120 of my fellow lawmakers in approving some much-needed updates to the state's Abortion Control Act. Among the most important changes is one that prohibits elective abortions after 20 weeks. As advances in medical technology and healthcare have shown that a fetus of that age would be viable outside of the mother's womb. There were so many reasons to support this bill. Medical science and the medical profession have advanced significantly since the last time this act was updated. Modern science allows a child to be treated for birth defects while still in the womb, and babies born prematurely have a far greater chance of survival and leading a full, healthy life. Finally, we now know that a child at just 20 weeks of development has the capability to feel pain. Voting for this bill was simply the right thing to do. The bill now goes to the governor's desk, where the governor has already threatened to veto this measure.
There's also an important deadline coming up for senior citizens who take advantage of a program that helps them out with their rents and property taxes. What are some of the details they need to know?
Well, senior citizens are reminded that the deadline to apply for the state's 2016 property tax rent rebate is January 2nd. It was extended to the end of the year, but because of weekends and holidays, the date is January 2nd. Applications for the program are available in my district office, and my staff will be on hand to provide no-cost assistance in completing the application form. Eligible participants can receive a rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes that they paid in 2016. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. Keep in mind that you should be prepared to provide all the necessary income, property tax, or rental information required to process claims quickly and accurately. Claimants who already applied for their rebate may check the status of their claim online at www.revenue.pa.gov or by calling toll-free 1-888-PA-TAXES. Applications for the 2017 Property Tax Rent Rebate Program are expected to be available in early February.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matthew Dowling.